702 and Cape Talk.
The Midday Report.
9 minutes to 1 o'clock. Health Minister Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi has announced that at least 30 people have died in South Africa after an outbreak of listeria. The bacteria is found in soil, water and vegetation. It causes food poisoning. The Health Minister, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, joins us now live on the Midday Report. Good afternoon, Minister. Welcome.
Good afternoon and good afternoon to the listeners.
What exactly then is listeria or listeriosis?
Well, listeriosis is a condition, a disease condition caused by a bacterium, which is called Listeria monocytogenes, which is foodborne. It means you get it from contaminated food. As you explained very well, the bacteria is found naturally in soil, in water, and in vegetation. So any one of those three can contaminate foodstuffs, and when you eat that food, you get listeriosis. There are three things that can happen to you when you get listeriosis. Number one, you can get flu-like symptoms like headache, fever, general body pains, joint pains, tiredness, nausea or vomiting. You can even get diarrhea. That's the first thing you can get. The second thing, you can get what you call septicemia, which means infection of the whole bloodstream, which means your whole blood is poisoned with the bacteria. And then the last thing, you can get meningoencephalopathy, which means your brain and the membranes around the brain are now infected.
Sure. Now, 30 people have died. Are these similar areas? Where exactly were they found?
Absolutely not. That's where the problem is. That's why we had to take the press conference and determine. It's not in the same place. So when one person dies there, the other one there, you won't be able to know that there's a pattern. You only know if there's a pattern if that disease is notifiable. But listeriosis is not notifiable in South Africa. Notifiability means a law that says any doctor or any health worker across any part of the country who come across this disease must phone a certain selected central authority, usually a government authority. Now, that then it will tell you where it's occurring. But listeriosis is not notifiable because for the past 40 years, the first time it came to South Africa is 40 years ago. It has not been a problem. Our doctors have been seeing it in hospitals every year and treating them because it's treatable. They were seeing 60, maybe at most 80 cases throughout the whole year. Now, this time in July, doctors at Steve Biko Academic Hospital and Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital started seeing a large number of neonates, newborn babies, who have got this infection. And they got worried that, look, we are not used to this. We do see people with listeriosis, but it looks like the numbers are going up. So they alerted the NICD, the National Institute of Communicable Diseases. Mm. What the NICD did was to apply international health regulations, meaning a method whereby you determine whether this thing is a coincidence or whether it's an outbreak or whether it's from the same source and all that. So they started moving to January, conducting private laboratories around the country and government laboratories. And in November, they reached a conclusion that this indeed is an outbreak.
Sure, it's quite something. If you get sick, you can be cured because we're talking bacteria here, not virus.
Sorry?
I was saying if you do get sick, if you have some of those symptoms, you can be cured. There is a cure for this because we're talking bacteria and not virus.
Oh, that's brilliant. You are right. This is not a virus, it's a bacteria. So it does have a cure. And it's cured with an antibiotic called ampicillin. But unfortunately, while it has got a cure, it's also virulent.
Right.
Meaning it's a very angry bacteria. You know, you can cure it, but it can be very fatal because it's virulent. It's a serious bacteria in other ways.
Right, right. Minister of Health, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, I do appreciate you coming on to the Midday Report. What we're going to do is we are going to put the story into our news bulletins, the symptoms as well, and also podcast our interview just to make sure that there's a general awareness out there because there is a cure.